بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I advise you and myself to be conscious of Allah Almighty and to hold yourselves accountable before you are held accountable. For while alive, one can perform good deeds, but after passing, there are no deeds. And fear a day when you will be returned to Allah. Then every soul will be compensated for what it earned, and they will not be wronged. Indeed, careful contemplation upon the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, emanating from the light of prophethood, leads the believing soul to know its secrets and to be illuminated by its lights, and continuously guides the soul with his guidance sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that it believes in the chosen Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follows the light that was sent down with him. Whenever the words of the chosen one sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned, it is as if they were just spoken from his mouth. They are clear words without ambiguity, words that safeguard individuals by moving them to purify their intentions, words that foster mindfulness of Allah and instill fear and consciousness of Him. Words that affirm that the lofty realization of a Muslim is not in what they attain of pleasure, nor in what they achieve of their worldly aims, nor in what convinces them, nor in what they imagine. Rather, it is spiritual elevation that overcomes selfishness, leading to righteousness, virtue that overcomes desire, leading to virtuousness, and contentment that overcomes greed, leading to trustworthiness. Therefore, cultivating the believing soul upon righteousness, virtue, trustworthiness, and fear and mindfulness of Allah is the only practical solution to the issues of deviation and evil within Muslim society. For instance, have you not observed how a child raised with guidance and support develops noble character and upright conduct? Conversely, if a child is neglected and forsaken, they grow up wicked, becoming a danger to themselves and to society. Indeed, the most elevated soul is the one cultivated upon mindfulness of Allah and fear of Him, guiding one towards ihsan, excellence in faith. It was narrated in the two sahihs that Jibreel, peace be upon him, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about ihsan, excellence in faith. The chosen one sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "To worship Allah as if you see him, and though you do not see him, indeed he sees you. Allah is the greatest." It is indeed an amazing expression, carrying in its brevity a tremendous truth and a remarkable trait. These are words that carry within them a great foundation upon which Islam builds its structure. To worship Allah as if you see Him, and though you do not see Him, indeed He sees you. A foundation upon which all of its systems, ordainments, and directives are based. Judicial, economic, political, and social. The individual's position towards society and society's position towards the individual. The system of the whole society, indeed the system for all of life. Worship Allah as if you see Him. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the interpretation of ihsan indicates that one worships Allah in this manner, which is to be aware of Allah's closeness, and that Allah is before them as if they see Him, because it necessitates awe, fear, reverence, and glorification of Allah. And that is the best of Iman, as mentioned by At-Tabarani, and through this one attains the promise of Allah. For them who have done good is the best reward and even more. And in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that the even more is interpreted as glancing at the face of Allah Almighty in paradise. This is fitting as a reward for the people of Ihsan, because Ihsan is that believers worship their Lord in this world in a state of presence and mindfulness, as if they see Him with their hearts and look at Him during their worship. So their reward is to actually look at Allah in the hereafter. The opposite of this is what Allah Almighty informed about the recompense of the disbelievers in the hereafter. No, indeed, from their Lord that day they will be partitioned. Allah made that a recompense for their condition in this worldly life. Rust accumulated upon their hearts until they were veiled from knowing Allah Almighty and being mindful of Him in this world. So their recompense is being veiled from seeing Him in the hereafter. Ihsan, excellence in worship, as explained by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should manifest throughout the entire Muslim community and every aspect of its affairs. A Muslim judge is not expected to be unjust or unfair when he is watchful of Allah as if he sees Him. It is not permissible for him to place his whims and desires above the justice demanded of him by his guardian and master. Rather, how can he incline towards injustice and wronging while the one who watches over him says, "Be just, that is nearer to righteousness." And Allah Almighty says, "And when you judge between people, judge with justice." Ihsan enables a husband and wife to live together in kindness, each safeguarding the other's honor in their absence. And the fear of Allah and watchfulness of Him reminds him of Allah Almighty's words about Joseph, peace be upon him, and she in whose house he was sought to seduce him. She closed the doors and said, "Come you." He said, "I seek the refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is my master, who has made good my residence. Indeed, wrongdoers will not succeed." Seeking refuge, seeking purity, and disavowing wrongdoing. Why? What is the reason? Because he worships Allah as if he sees Him. Regarding the scholar, how great is knowledge and how elevated is the scholar's status? For the most honorable pursuit and the best endeavor is seeking beneficial knowledge. It is a spirit that gives life to the body, the luminous light that dispels the darkness of ignorance and guides to the path, and is the one who was dead and we gave him life and made for him light by which to walk among the people, like one who is in darkness, never to emerge therefrom. And Allah Almighty said, "Only those who fear Allah from among His servants who have knowledge." Sufyan al-Thawri, may Allah have mercy on him, said, "Knowledge is only superior because through it consciousness of Allah is attained. Otherwise, it would be like all other things. Therefore, whoever seeks knowledge and performs good deeds to dominate others and to act arrogantly towards them and showcase their knowledge to elevate themselves above others is threatened with hellfire." As Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, may Allah have be pleased with them, narrated, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, 'Do not learn knowledge to vie with the scholars, nor to argue with the foolish, nor to turn people's faces toward you. Whoever does that is in the fire. Therefore, it is better for you, O possessor of knowledge, to worship Allah as if you see Him, for even though you do not see Him, He certainly sees you. Call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, He does not like transgressors, and cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke Him in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good." Whoever contemplates the words of the Chosen One sallallahu alaihi wasallam about ihsan, we realize that all branches of knowledge and understanding go back to this hadith and fall under it. And excellence in actions arrives from ihsan, whereby a person performs their duty in the most perfect manner, showing ihsan in everything. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed, Allah has prescribed excellence in all things. So when you kill, kill well, and when you slaughter, slaughter well. Let each of you sharpen his blade and let him spare suffering to the animal that he slaughters." Islam is a religion of mercy, compassion, and kindness towards both animals and humans. It is recorded in the two Sahihs that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "While a man was walking along a road, he became extremely thirsty. He found a well, went down into it, drank, and came out. Then he saw a dog panting and eating mud due to severe thirst. The man said, "This dog is suffering from thirst just as I was." So he went back down into the well, filled his shoe with water, held it in his mouth, climbed out, and gave the dog water. Allah appreciated his deed and forgave him. They asked, "O Messenger of Allah, do we get reward for being kind to animals?" He said, "In every living being there is reward." Conversely, regarding the punishment of those who harm animals and are cruel to them, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A woman was tormented because of a cat she confined until it died of hunger. She entered hell because of it. If such is the recompense for someone who torments a defenseless animal, then what will be the fate of one who mistreats their parents, harms their siblings, or unleashes intense anger and great evil upon their relatives, neighbors, fellow believers, and society? Therefore, be conscious of Allah, be mindful of your Lord, and embody ihsan, so that you may succeed and attain the promise of Allah. Indeed, He does not break His promise. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who embody ihsan in all aspects of their life. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering." هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.